we can promise you that BAI will break that wall of silence.
Well, yes, we know our friends in North America have done a lot under very difficult conditions, and we know you're going to carry on doing that good work, so we'd like to thank you as well.
We hope to talk to you again soon.
And it is 2 o'clock in a liberated WBAI studio where the doors have been swung wide open since 10 o'clock this morning with his food. There's literally hundreds of listeners have passed through the doors today. Didn't have to go through any body checks or names to be on, put on list and who's on this list. There's been no electronic keys used today. The doors are wide open. But with us also in the studio is Janet Coleman and David. I don't want to mispronounce your last name because I always just call it
Dozier.
One of the great things that happened in this past year, for me personally, is working with these two and writing comedy skits about what was going on here. And it was made a lot easier because all we did was transcripts, literally, of some of the stuff that was going on the radio. And I had the great pleasure of going before 1,200 people at a union hall and doing it, and it all started in the back room of Rocky Sullivan's at 29th
room.
Lexington with Chris Z and a few of the other boys and Cannibal and Kilbasi and just throwing around ideas, and then we were at the KGB place on 4th Street, and everyone seemed to like it, Jenna. I mean, it was a great privilege for me to work with you guys.
Thank
you guys
so
are the pros.
Much. And so are you. A blooming comedian cannot be stopped. And John McDonough had a taste of laughter at Caroline. And he said, I want more of this. And then we gathered together a little disgruntled band of listeners and producers and said, we're going to get a laugh out of this no matter what.
And we can't forget the artwork that Bernie did.
Bernie, who did this wonderful artwork you'll be able to see when you get your CD copy of this, the premium CD copy of the Christmas Coup Players presentation, right? It has unedited artwork on it?
Yeah.
Everybody's sort of a little silent about the final censorship that went into our artwork. What is Bernie's last name?
Oh,
who?
Oh, boy.
Oh, a great artist who really did these fabulous sketches like Albrecht Dürer or something, you know. Or what's a guy who did great pencil sketches of oppression and horrible stuff? He got it. He got the behind the bunker with barbed wires, and it was pretty accurate.
Well, let me just say something. I was listening to the Bob Fest show Thursday night, which was a ritual of celebration. And today, coming down the East River Drive, we were listening to BAI, and we heard again the tape. And my lady friend who was driving almost had to pull over to the side with the debut of Monroe, who turned out to be a classic actor.
Thank you very much.
A trained Shakespearean actor, I might add.
Really good.
Thank you. I have another career. Thank you.
Well, and how can I say, Professor Irwin Corey's son.
Oh, hey, Richard Corey was unbelievable.
One of the classic bits we've ever heard. I mean, usually when you see people coming down the East River Drive laughing, you get as far away from them as you can. You know? But this was an occasion. I tell you, one of the classic comedy bits I've heard in a long time.
Also, here's Chris Z. And Chris is offering the CD. We haven't done it quite officially here at the station. But if you like what you're hearing, Chris Z's got a website that you can purchase the CD. And I see Joyce, or Marjorie, I mean Joyce.
Margarine.
Yeah, margarine. All right, Chris, maybe.
Yeah, the web address, it's go.to/ChrisZ. So it's go.to/ChrisZ, C-H-R-I-S-Z.
And David, maybe you can set up now the next piece on this. This is who WBAI wants to be a millionaire, because we heard a lot of strange pronouncements coming out of this station about BAI made $1 million, so
yes.
We figured
well,
they would be good on a game show.
I believe you, John, wrote this fabulous parody.
Along with Chris Z.
Oh, with Chris Z, very good. And I had the good fortune of playing Regis Philbin, which I'm unable to imitate, but I did my, I attempted it, and I think the fabulous performance that you did as Paul Pott
of course,
speaks for itself.
Has nothing to do with anyone at this station.
No, no.
Any coincidence to anyone
Cambodian.
Dead or alive.
Purely
coincidence. Well, 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 good evening, and welcome to WBAI Wants to Be a Millionaire. Our first contestant is Paul Pott. He lives in Tompkins Square Park in the Lower East Side. Now, according to the bio, you co-wrote You're Quite a Man of the World, as I understand it. You're the best-selling author of A Breakthrough Drug Treatment, an editor of a major magazine, and you've been linked to a world-famous actress, model, and author. Yet, with all that, you still find time to do the news at BAI, co-host a morning program, and post well-reasoned discourse online. I'm sure our audience would love to know your secret, Polly.
I multitask, and my head goes in all directions at once, and Santiago grounds me, and I choose many hats.
You mean you wear many hats?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You want to know the real deal? I'm a revolutionary. That's because I'm in a changing around. I was at Tompkins Square Park during the riots. Did you see that on the radio?
No, I didn't. Why don't you tell us about it, would you?
Well, I played it over and over, and I did a lot of running and running and running. There was a lot of that on the radio that day. It was really good stuff. I also have videotape. I could bring it to your house, or maybe I could do it on your show.
That's okay. We're all booked up. Now, you know the rules. You have 3 lifelines. You may only need 2 of them. So let's begin. For $1,000, what was the date of the coup at WBAI? A, December 7th. B, September 11th. C, December 22nd. D, August 22nd.
All right, let me see. December 7th. I think that's Pearl Harbor. That's a national holiday in Japan. Right. September 11th. That's when those 4,000 Jews got the secret word not to go to the Twin Towers. December 22nd. God, my mind draws a blank on that day. August 22nd. I think that was the day Robert Knight was fired. I got 3 jobs that day at WBAI. That day was great. But you know what? Regis, I think I'm going to use one of my lifelines. I want to call my coach, my cheerleader, my mentor, my Svengali, my Caribbean queen, Eutrice Lee.
Hello, Eutrice. This is WBAI Wants to Be a Millionaire.
To whom am I speaking with?
Hi. This is Regis Philbin.
Are you Jewish?
No.
Are you a white European male?
Yes.
I thought so. You may continue.
Eutrice, this is your humble minion, Paulie, here. We have 60 seconds to answer this question, my queen. What was the date of the coup at WBAI? A, December 7th. B, September 11th. C, December 22nd. D, August 22nd.
Well, you've got your facts wrong, but at least you are consistent. The so-called coup was actually a counter-coup against forces that will be revealed at a later time. I cannot, of course, go into detail at this time.
Okay, now we've only got a few seconds left to answer this question, Miss Lead.
I will not engage in gladiatorial contests or game shows for your entertainment. We have serious work to do. All you good soldiers know the correct answer must be December 22nd, a date that will live in infamy at WBAI.
Thank you, my queen. The answer is C.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Well, Paul, you've just won $1,000 for WBAI. Now, moving right along here swiftly, for $1 million, which book was used as a premium in the last fundraiser at WBAI? A, Mein Kampf. B, Protocols of the Elders of Zion. C, Carol Taylor's Little Black Book. Or D, Ibogaine for Dummies.
Man. Oh, I don't know, man. Mein Kampf, Ibogaine. You know what? Being on the morning show, I don't read many books. That might help. I'd like to use my final lifeline. I'd like to call my great pal, Dana Spiel. He lives down on the Lower East Side, you know, with me in Tompkins Square Park. And every morning on the morning show, he gives us the trafficking report from Tompkins Square Park. Very helpful for all you Ivergate heads out there. Dana Spiel, this is Regis Philbin from WBAI Wants to Be a Millionaire, and you are playing for $1 million for WBAI. Dana, listen up, man. Come on, clear the head, all right?
Okay.
Get with me on this one.
Hey.
All right?
Okay.
Dana, which book was used as a premium for the last fundraiser on WBAI? A, Mein Kampf. B, The Protocols of the Elders of Zion. D, or C, Carol Taylor's Little Black Book. Or D, Ibergame for Dummies.
Hey, Paulie, did you get the packages I left you at the door?
Dana, shut up about that, man, all right? You still got the Rockefeller drug laws in effect, you know what I mean? Just answer the friggin' question.
Okay, Paulie. Dude, let me see. Can you repeat the question? I forget. I need more Ibergame.
Listen, Paulie. A, Mein Kampf. B, Protocols of Elder Design. Carol Taylor's Little Black Book. Or Ibergame for Dummies. Come on.
Oh, you mean like Mein Kampf? That was written by some Austrian dude, wasn't it? With the funny mustache. Protocols of the Elder Design. That was like a history book, right? Carol Taylor's Little Black Book. Does Carol Taylor even know what's in that book? Paulie, what is the letter D again?
D was Ibergame for Dummies, you dummy.
Oh, Paulie.
Oh, no. Regis, that was my last lifeline. I have no more support. No more Bessie. No more Utrecht. No more Murdoch. And boy, does BAI need this money. Let me take a hit first. E.
What? There is no E. Not a choice.
Oh, Jesus, that Ibergame's kicking in.
Yeah.
All right, I pick A, my final answer.
So, that's your final answer? Nervous?
Yeah. Because this is more money than Amy ever raised. If I win, maybe they'll make me the co-host of the morning show.
Lots of money, almost as much as the new listeners pledged. That sort of money would make you one of the top fundraisers and really show those dissidents you're right and they're wrong.
Yeah, it would, wouldn't it?
You lost! Thank you for playing. We look forward to having Amy Goodman and Robert Knight on next week on BAI Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Hello. This is a new song. This is for all the people that struggled so hard through these past 13 months to bring us about this sweet victory. So this is a song about war and peace, and how the soldiers of this war can turn into the angels whose voices you hear through the air or through the airwaves. We've been in this war so long, taken to the streets of the city that we love. Many here are dead and gone. Yeah. From the planes crashing, buildings tumbling down from the sky above. But someone said the war will soon be over, and victory will be ours at last. Soon we'll all be in fields of clover, and I hope it's true, 'cause I'm fading fast. And we've been at this war so long. We've been fighting from the winter to the spring to the summer and fall. Now it's winter once again, and we're thinking of the home that we miss most of all. And someone said the war is over, victory is here at hand. Soldiers, now it's time to start all over. Lay down your weapons and heal the land. Now we all are going home. Bill and Bob are going home, walking fast. Grandpa, he is going home. Mario is going home. Mr. Nice and Mr. White are going home at last. Irish Johnny's going home. And Broadway David's going home. Valerie is going home somehow. And Anthony is going home. Eileen is headed home. Amy and Democracy are going home now. Yeah, yeah. Juan and Errol, they are going home. Janice and Sharon, they are going to make it home somehow. And Ken and Nina are going home. Dred Scott, he is a going home. Mike was fading, but he's going home right now. So close your eyes now, give a listen. There's something special in the air. Just prick up your ears and find out what you're missing. You'll hear their voices everywhere. You'll hear their voices in the town and city. And behind the prison wall that's built so high, they're getting down to the nitty-gritty. They're back on the air at WBII. They're back on the air at WBII. Back on the air at WBII. They're calling for truth. They're calling out for justice, saying free the earth and heal the land. They're saying stop these wars and come together. Save this world while we still can. You can hear them. They're for the black and white, all colors of the rainbow. For the family of woman and the family of man too. They say to show respect to all religions, to the Christian and the Buddhist, to the Muslim and the Jew. Turn on the radio, I hear what you've been missing. Just dial in the number 99.5. Crank up the volume, yeah. Get these folks a let down. Back on the air at WBAI. Get back on the air at WBAI. They're back on the air at WBAI. Thank you. Boogie Klingman here. Thanks for the opportunity, John.
This is no ordinary musician. Moogie Klingman, I think, co-wrote the theme for Friends.
Friends? And that's what we got up here. If ever there was a song that should be sung, I'll sing a few bars of it. I wrote this with Buzzy Linhart. I think you've heard Bette Midler do it. But it's all about friends. Oh, you got to have friends. Yeah, yeah. The feeling is so, so strong. You got to have friends, yeah, yeah. Just to make these days last long, had some friends with their gone, yeah, yeah. Something came and took them away from the dust to the dawn, yeah. Here is where I'll stay, just standing at the end of the road. Waiting for my BAI friends to come back. And I don't care if I'm hungry or cold. Now I'm gonna get me some. You got to have friends. We got friends here at this station, right, John? La, 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 la.
Leave it. And Moogie, I want to thank you for doing this for us. I mean, it's a great privilege, you writing songs like that. You know, you should be out there making money writing songs, but you're taking your time and energy. And that was just like with the comedy skits. I mean, the talent of the people that were put out of here is unbelievable, from Robert Knight on down. I mean, they got rid of some of the most talented people, and then the talented listeners came aboard and did the, and helped out tremendously in every way they had their talent. And that's what we're trying to do today here on Radio Free Aaron, just exhibit some of the talent that came forward. Not Moogie, anyway. I understand there's a bio coming out on him from 1970, some of his talent. I don't know if he wants that going out over the airwaves. But right now, I think what we want to do is just take phone calls, and we get the mics rehooked up. And if you want to talk to Curly, or you can make an announcement while we're hooking up. Just grab one of the mics, because we have all the activists here. Pete Caracas, you know what? You can't take the activists out of him. He's up here still holding up a sign. You know, you try to tell Pete, all right, it's over, Pete. The war is over. You just heard the song. He's now picketing us inside the studio, and he's walking around. And, you get a sign near Pete, and he just holds it up. And he says, and he's picketing, and he's holding up signs, and, it's just been... And I heard Janice K. Bryant talking about it. Even though we were off for a year and we were doing battles here, the camaraderie that we had in the past year, and I see Errol there, and I'm always remiss, but I say, oh, you never asked me on. I don't have to ask Errol on. It's just assumed. If Errol's here, he's on. He doesn't need anybody to tell him that he comes over to the mic, because Errol was vital to us. Soon as we had anything on, Errol set up his guerrilla radio out of the Lower East Side, out of Brooklyn. I had to go down to his house and drop off stuff. And, you know, the talent that Errol had.
John, you also have to remember, before this all happened, the morning show, Amy Goodman, Bernard White, Earl. I mean, we had open access to the morning show when we were doing the struggle with Bernadette and her daughter and stuff. Earl, Bernard, Amy were always open mics to us. And what we did the last year, we lasted till what, about 3 weeks ago. What we did is we just tried to do some payback for all the people that supported us over the years at the station who were outside. I mean, how could we do a normal show knowing our friends and all the great people at BAI were locked out? I mean, it was really hard for us to come up here and do the show. It really was.
Well, there's only one show and... There's only one show in WBAI that is named after someone, you know, and it's this show, Radio Free Aaron. And it was a pleasure working with you guys. It was a pleasure being able to get a phone call. Okay, you're on in a minute. Okay. or I call and, hey, yeah, no, I called. I want to go on. Okay, where are you at? Yeah, And we were able to come on, and we were able to get the message out. And it was really a coordinated operation with the people who were resisting. And you guys were resisting from the very first day when you dropped the microphone out the window, when you all read the official banning orders, and on it goes. So for me, it's a pleasure. Now, the only thing that I do regret is that we didn't have the entire ensemble doing a Radio Free Aaron in Exile on BIS.
You know what? I never seen a happier guy in my life. Every time Errol heard somebody was banned or thrown out of here, he was going, great, great, that's more people coming over to BIX. And I said, Errol, you know, we want people like, no, I want everybody thrown off because now they're coming over to me. And he was there at the union halls or at the meeting. Errol, did you hear so-and-so? David's going, oh, great, now I got Saturday morning. David's going to call in. I mean, oh.
No, I knew everything had changed. Tuesday, I called here. I said, can I speak to Errol? I said, it's a meeting. He'll call you back. He called me back. This getting calls back from the station was a novelty. And I said, look, there's somebody died on the hunger strike. And he said, you're in here tomorrow morning. Get here at 6:30. That's it. I said, gee, that's a change. We didn't used to cover things like that for the past year, Errol, on the morning show.
Well, I don't know about the morning. I don't know about the morning show that was here. But the wake-up call in Exile did cover the Turkish hunger strike.
It did, yes.
So we have record over there of the Irish hunger strikers being covered. And as a matter of fact, contrary to what I may want to believe, there were people out there listening. You know, and I must tell folks, that when Lou Hill created Pacifica Radio, not only did he have to build the studio and erect the transmitter, but he had to go out and buy radios for people to listen to. We have yet to purchase a computer for anyone, and people are listening to us, and they're listening coast to coast. I thought I could slack off on BIX and not put up Democracy Now one evening, and a Pacifica National Board member called me and says, by the way, you know, hey, you didn't run Democracy Now. And a friend called me from out of town or out of the country, wanted to know what happened to the program. So, this is a shameless plug for BIX. I tell him, look, you must tell the story on the air, because BIX has to stay. It has to stay around. It is an adjunct to BAI. I am on my way now to Washington, D.C., to continue with the liberation of Pacifica Radio. The next target is the liberation of WPFW in Washington, and WPFX will be broadcasting this Monday, the Martin Luther King program being sponsored by the Black Voices for Peace. That is a national group of
Reem Katuda.
What about Reem Katuda? what about Joyce the Voice?
Joyce the Voice.
What about Reem?
What about her? What about Chris and John and
all the other
and Mark Dunson.
Who is going to be in court on the 25th of January around the Patrick Dorisman issue.
And what is that? What are you saying to me?
Well, be there.
Okay, so these are some of the people who've made BIX possible. And, the article that came out in the Amsterdam News, I think, said it all, that we were the real WBAI. And happy for that. And the resistance continue. The work continues. Pacifica is not yet liberated. And until that's done, we have work to do here.
Yeah, well,
I like that phrase.
Looking across the table at Earl's smiling face, it brings me back 13 months or so. And to really sound like Clayton Riley, the last interview I heard him do, I think, was with William O. Douglas from the Supreme Court. He was talking about Chris Benatek's case at the Bunker Hill. When we started here on BAI with Radio Free Aaron, it's over 20 years ago, well over 20 years ago, and the first one that ever allowed us on the airwaves was Amiri Baraka. Amiri Baraka, as far as I'm concerned, not enough can be said about this gentleman over the years. The people that we've met in BAI over the years, true hunger strikes, true Roisin's plight, Bernadette Bekalski's daughter. I have never met finer people in my life, people who are dedicated to a cause. And to see this all come crashing down 13 months ago, and see people in exile, people who without voices, to turn on CUNY Channel 75 one night and see Amy Goodman on there was a total relief for me. And then to listen to BAI this week, starting with Jabal coming in and saying, we must go to Democracy Now, I said, about time.
You're listening to Radio Free Aaron, and I know we're talking about the activists in New York, but one of the key activists, and it was a station out in Berkeley, California, that carried Democracy Now. I learned more about what was going on in WBAI on a show called Flashpoints from Dennis Bernstein. When Robert Knight was fired, Dennis brought him on to his show. When other people were fired, Dennis had him on in Berkeley. And without the people in Berkeley, a lot of this would never happen. And I think it's appropriate. Our first phone call is going out to our sister station in Berkeley, where we have with us on the line is Dennis. Dennis, you there with us?
I'm right with you guys.
Dennis,
welcome.
I just want to say on behalf of a lot of New Yorkers. Okay, go ahead.
I just want to say welcome back, my brothers and sisters, to the air. We need you.
Well, Dennis, I want to say on behalf of a lot of people, we have about 50 people in the studio. We flung open the doors today. Listeners have been coming in and out of the studios all day. But the work you did on behalf of WBAI, we wish we did one-tenth of the work when you guys were locked out there in Berkeley. And I want to make a pledge to you that we will work with the LAB here and with the Pacifica Board to bring the Pacifica Foundation back to Berkeley, back to its home, and get it back there where you have 15,000 listeners ready to protect the Pacifica Foundation.
Well, that is much appreciated. We care a great deal about that. Of course, our struggle over this last year and several years is about restoration. Obviously, it is just an extraordinary light relit at WBAI with everybody coming back and being able to do the work that we're here to do, that we're pledged to do, that the mission of the network tells us we should be doing. And we need, in that spirit of restoration, to get those offices back to where they started, where they were founded, where they were born. And of course, we want to expand. There needs to be a Pacifica office in New York and in Washington, and there needs to be a Pacifica bureau in Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, we need to expand, but let's get back to the mission, restoration, bring the offices back, and then let's really transform this this network, get stronger, grow together, have more communication between all the stations, and we really can raise hell.
You know, Dennis, and you know, it is absolutely clear, Dennis, that we need to have a station in Jackson, Mississippi. We need to have a station, and one of the things we're working on is we are working with Fia in Gaza in Greenville, South Carolina, the home place of Jesse Lewis Jackson, to set up a low-power FM radio station there so that we can broadcast. One of the things that we have done, Reem Kathuda, myself, Reggie Johnson, my children, my sister, and others, we traveled across the country. From South Dakota all the way up to Ann Arbor, Michigan, back to New York and places in between, talking to affiliates, talking to people in the community about the importance of community radio, working with AIM and other movements, the Free Leonard Peltier, and to bring the voices of Native people to the airwaves. This is the mission. This is the work that we have done. Individuals who are committed to liberation are committed to liberation, whether they're the liberation of Irish people or the liberation of people in Zimbabwe or they're the liberation of people in Trinidad or in Jamaica or here in New York. We are committed. The struggle is one. The struggle is the same. And it is not a struggle that is based on color. I came out of the struggle in Harlem. You know, ask me where I was 20 years ago. I was taking over colleges and universities. I was taking over daycare centers and community centers. And now I am down here taking over WBAI. And I'm not taking over let me finish this point, young man. I am not taking over WBAI so that I can put some reactionary racist white group or some reactionary racist black group supporters of Coup in 80 or any other place on the airwaves. I am here so that we can have the voices of the community on the airwaves. We're here so we can deal with the issue of police brutality, repression, and the criminalization of a generation. We're here so that we can deal with the terrorists in Washington, D.C., and in Israel and
yeah,
all
like
over
for instance,
the world.
Well, I'm glad that you got there because obviously today is the day that the Israeli occupiers go in and destroy Palestinian media. Why did they do that? For the same reason that they try and use any means necessary to shut us down here, because it is the media. We are the message. We offer the platform. We're the electronic leaflet to the world from people involved in revolutionary struggle. And we need to have a bureau in Ramallah where those stations were destroyed today. And we need a bureau in Port-au-Prince where they are putting the stranglehold on the La Balas movement and trying to force IMF policies down their throats. This is what our battle is about. I can tell you something, Errol, and it is just marvelous to hear you back on the air loud and clear. In June and then in July, when I was in that studio trying to alert the people that they had come to steal and sell these stations, what was going through my mind was all the possibilities that were given to me and others who come out of very difficult working class, poor settings, because it's really about class. It's about not having power because you don't have the resources to fight back. And I thought about what a marvelous platform these scrappy alternative stations have been in the battles that you talk about. And I remember that moment. I knew why I was there then. I knew why I had to sort of sit down to stand up for free speech radio. We're fighting the battle now. We've made incredible progress, and now is the time to solidify our power and to expand our message, and we can do it.
You're listening to Radio Free Erin, and there was an article in the Irish Voice, why we were thrown off, and it said, the final straw was a recent show dedicated almost entirely to WBAI matters, said Daughtry. Well, it's amazing. We had a lot of people on throughout the year, and we never got thrown off. The second we had Bob Fass, who's the creator of Freeform Radio, that was it, Bob. You can add that to your resume. You had us thrown off the air.
Well, first, it was great to hear Dennis. Is he still there?
I'm right here with you.
Hi, Dennis. How are you?
Hi, Bob.
I guess sooner or later we'll be hearing from you what's happening out there on the coast.
Well, there's a lot of things happening. It's an incredible challenge. Because,
I heard
that
your phones wouldn't cut off.
At KPFA?
No, I think it was Los Angeles.
No, that's KPFK. That's down south. That's with the Bully Mark Shub, who managed that station into the ground. No, KPFA, we still have a few bucks in the account. It's tenuous, but we have control of the airwaves, and the phones are on.
Well, it's really wonderful here, Dennis. It's unbelievable to walk in the building and not see a vigil outside.
It's inside, Bob.
Yeah. Well, the vigilants are all here. The vigilants have come inside.
All the vigilants are inside here, and they've even brought some of the signs.
Can you show those signs on the radio?
So there's one that says, Save WBAI. There's one that says, Clayton, why do you hiatus? Utrecht leads, stop your censorship and banning at WBAI. I would like to say one thing, though. You said that a dozen times at least, and I want to put a stop to it. But being the father of freeform radio, I've been saying...
Did I say that?
No. Our host did.
We should have been grandfather.
He meant grandfather.
I have to quote Lee Harvey Oswald, who said, "That's not what I'm charged with. I'm just a patsy."
Bob, I have to say, forget the father and the grandfather, but. Certainly those of us in the audience back many years ago learned a great deal about how to use this medium and how to make it possible from you. And you continue to sort of push the limits, use the station, use this kind of radio as an instrument. And that is an inspiration because people just think sometimes it's about, taking phone calls or just having a conversation or just information. And you have been the pioneer in putting it all together and really playing it like a violin. So that is the legacy, and that's sort of like the vision that a lot of us
I'd rather be a
now.
Pioneer than a turkey.
I can't help thinking, Bob, about what I was able to do at WBAI with like Robert Knight and people like Laura Flanders in terms of, say, taking in a scandal like the Contragate scandal and forcing it, embarrassing the mainstream into making it happen, or taking some kids from the South Bronx where I'm teaching a workshop in video and social justice, and them being able to go to the door of the neighbors next door to Eleanor Bumpers, who was just blasted away at close range, turn on the microphones, record what's really happening, and contradict the mainstream, and really investigate and discover for themselves, and then put this message out to the city on WBAI. That's what this electronic leaflet, you know, is about. And we almost lost it, and we are back now, and we have to make sure that this never happens again. We have to evaluate how they managed to get so close to stealing this network. I think these are questions we don't want to put out of the way as we celebrate the retaking.
All right. I just want to say one of the main strategists that you might not have heard on the air, but was definitely part of the reason why the station wasn't taken over, and that's Dennis Moynihan, who worked tirelessly. Dennis, a quick word to everybody out in California and here.
Hey, Dennis, I want to say hello to you and thank you for your work. Dennis, for people who listen in the Bay Area know that he put a lot of our direct actions on flashpoints once we disrupted, well, we brought our message, that is to say, to a Epstein, Becker, and Green event in New York City. And he put that on Flashpoints Live.
Well, you took us right into NYU.
Out in the East River, he put that on live. So thank you very much, Dennis, for your support throughout this.
Well, you took us right into that NYU meeting, and then you took us on the boat in the, I guess, where we had the Hudson River collision broadcast live on Flashpoints. These were events that our listeners fed on, needed to hear about. You know, we're inspired by. I mean, and that's how we have to continue to sort of work together to protect each other and to, you know, batten down the hatches, as they say.
Right. You know, Dennis, one of the reasons I think that people weren't so militant early as you were was that we were, I mean, it was impossible not to know that we were going to win. Because the support of the listeners was so overwhelming, you know, that we just couldn't believe that these phonies, these thieves, these obvious frauds could, you know, make any kind of headway with them. So,
but you know what, but,
so that did tend to make us a little overconfident. But
here, Bob,
we are.
I am sure, Bob, if you showed up at your station, I showed up on a Saturday morning, a beautiful Saturday morning in June on Berkeley, on Martin Luther King Way, and I found that 9 armed men from ITSA International, with backgrounds in FBI and CIA, had seized the station in an armed takeover, were guarding all entrances, had informed the engineer on duty that they were armed and that they were locking down the facility. And from that day on, we had to show ID and walk past 6 of them. They'd lean over tables and their guns would be popping out of the back of their jackets. So I really believe if you saw that, if you had that visual every day, it would be clear to you what the deal was. And it was
we had something equivalent here.
We had
some terrorist tactics here, you know. We had things that were not perhaps as imminent, as obviously ominous as that, but there was some attempt to terrorize us for sure here.
Yeah, and if I could just jump in with some concrete ways that listeners at WBAI could get involved. The struggle, this is really a celebratory feeling here at the station, but the fight is not over. We have 1 year to implement an institution to rewrite the bylaws, to have network-wide elections for local advisory boards, and as well, the stations, as Errol said, WPFW and KPFK in Los Angeles are under occupation of the former management. Still, they haven't been fired yet. Mark Shubb in Los Angeles is looking for over $100,000 in severance after 5 years of working there. He wants over a year in pay. Well, you know, I'd rather that we spend $1 million making an example of him.
If we'd given him that in front, we would have been ahead.
Well, anyway, but to deal, you know, to deal with the New York issues, there are 2 meetings this week that people can come to. And that's the Pacifica campaign. We'll be meeting Wednesday night from 6:30 to 9:30 p.m. at 235 West 23rd Street, the Henry Winston Unity Center. Lots of great meetings happen there this year. And then the Concerned Friends of WBAI, a great local grassroots group that's been only mentioned on air as in terms of as a vilifiable, they've been denounced by some of your former colleagues here. Concerned Friends of BII is meeting Thursday night, and I don't know the actual details. I think it's uptown. You can call this 800 line, though.
I have it.
Okay, well, that'll, you'll get it. But certainly take down the 800 line, 800 425-0055. And please, this is the moment to get involved. If you've been living under this censorship, you haven't been aware of the organizing that's been going on, the real work is ahead of us now. And so I'd like to bring people in to these groups and to get active. Thanks a lot.
We're going to make two more announcements and hopefully take 10 minutes worth of phone calls.
Thanks
Go
a
ahead.
Lot.
Just keep making the announcements, and then we'll try and finish up.
And, of course, the L.A. meeting is coming up as well, that the next national meeting is in L.A., and that, too, is, of course, important to focus on and to be there if possible.
Go ahead.
Thanks. The New York State Green Party is having a benefit for our governorship campaign. It's going to be a reception for Ralph Nader on Thursday, January 31st, from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. at the Park Avenue Methodist Church, 106 East 86th Street. Thank you very much.
All right, Patty, you can make some of the announcements. Patty
okay.
Heffley, who's been in the trenches for years.
Hey, thanks a lot. Okay, there's three announcements. Listeners have to get involved in this whole changing of the network because listener control is part of the settlement. Listener activists have been working very difficult, very long hours for a long, long time to save this place. And today, January 19th, the Intergalactic Anarchist Conference in New York City at 129 West 42nd Street in Times Square is having a conference all weekend, 4 days, finishing tomorrow night, Sunday night. And today we're going to have Pacifica, Democracy at Pacifica, 6:30, Democracy at Pacifica. We're going to have a talk and a meeting there. Also, the Concerned Friends meeting is Thursday, January 24th at 6:30 p.m. at Riverside Church. Not in the main church, somewhere at Riverside Church. Just go to Riverside Church. Also, the WBAI Local Advisory Board meeting, which is a really important meeting to attend, is this Tuesday, January 22nd at 6:30. It's the first meeting that's being held in the station since the occupation of the last group of people here. So you want to come to 120 Wall Street at 6:30, the WBAI LAB meeting on January 22nd. And if you're on the Internet, if you go to WBAI.net, that's the listener group website, the events page, you can find out what's happening all the time. Props to Roger Manning, who has kept that website updated up sometimes 3-4 times a day.
All right. Listen, we got maybe 10 minutes. We got a full switchboard, and we're going to say goodbye to Dennis. I hate using that word now. Because it's, No, keep Dennis on. Dennis might want to hear what we're doing here in New York. Like I said, we have about 50 people in the studio and another 50 out in the hall.
John, the unusual thing about taking phone calls now is we have Monroe in the studio.
I know that. And this way, I can guarantee you now, and I'm not kidding, Monroe has magical powers because you could have a full switchboard. And I've seen Bob Fast couldn't get past the Monroe magic. No matter what he would hit, Monroe was the first phone call. So we didn't want that today, so that's why we have Monroe up here in the studio. So we're going to go to some phone calls, and Dennis, stay on. You never know. It could be something.
Are you sure you don't want me on?
No, you're on now.
Listen, everyone. The New York Times in the past hasn't put WBAI into the radio highlights, and this is the paper of record. Now, why don't we produce a beautiful demonstration in front of the New York Times and sock it to them and show them and tell them and carry on, because this very thing about the Turkish hunger strikers or any some of that information gets in the Times, but we are doing more perhaps over the airwaves than even the New York Times.
You know what, Morrow? You proved me wrong. You are the first call. All right.
Okay.
I mean, we couldn't win. We had him up there, and he's still the first call. All right. BAI, please be short. We only have 5 minutes, and Peter Beauchamp will be in here celebrating. Who?
Okay. How you doing? Hello?
On.
Hello?
You're on.
Yes. I'd like to say that I welcome you guys coming back. I've been waiting over a year, and just would like to say WBAI should continue to be a beacon of light and truth in this era of censorship and repression.
Listen, thank you.
Okay.
All right. We got a full switchboard. We didn't even have to give out the number here. BAI, you're on the air.
I'd like to know why all you people hate Jews so much. Even the Jews hate Jews. Even Dennis Firstie. You're always anti-Jewish.
Been cloned.
Well, that's not funny. You always say bad things about Jews. Why is that?
I love Jews.
I don't know how that happened, but Monroe got on the phone. BAI, you're on the air.
Okay, say hello, guys.
Hey, that's a new one. Say hello.
Hello. Say hello. I'm hoping to hear a radio station that doesn't encourage silence from its listeners. I know it's been a long fight, and I appreciate that you've won this thing, or we've won this thing. But can I ask a question that came up a couple of your shows ago? This is a Radio Free Aaron kind of question. There was a singer, an Irish singer, that was compared very favorably to a Scottish singer. And you actually mentioned on your show that there's a connection between the Irish and the Scots, which I never knew of. In any event, it's a singer that was mentioned by one of your co-hosts favorably compared to Harry Lauder. So it's long time ago kind of music, 20s. Any of you people there know that?
Drawing a blank. This is almost like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Okay, all right.
No, A, B, C.
There's very few people you can compare with Harry Lauder.
Right. I mean, that's why I was curious. Who on earth, an Irish singer who was, you made it sound like he was the real article and Harry Lauder was a Scottish
It goes back to the original thing where everybody has been arguing for years about how bagpipes started. Now, the Irish are the ones who gave the Scots the bagpipes, but they never told them you could play music on them.
All right, listen, we're going to go to a few phone calls. BAI, you're on the air. Hello.
Hi, I just want to say I'm really glad you're back, and I hope that what we're going to do now is also take care of some new business and go in new directions as well. You know, I love having all the community events on. I want to see a whole lot of new stuff coming on, too. And I hope we will do that with our past.
All right, thank you. We're going to have to wrap it up here because one of the tasks that we took on here at Radio Free Aaron, they took the prison shout-out line away from the morning because they said it was too depressing for people in the morning to hear it. I'm glad it's back on the morning. Grandpa Al took it on between our shows. We're going to play it now. But we're going to go out with a woman who lives uptown that listens to our show. And as I said, before there was a Cher or a Madonna, there was Odetta. And I think it's appropriate. Odetta's a great fan of WBAI that would go out with one of her songs. And Dennis, we thank you from the Bay Area. We're going to keep plugging away and help you guys like you helped us out there in Berkeley. And
thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you. This has been a great day. There's still a ton of people up here, and I see Amy just walked in. But we're going to go out with Odetta, the shout-out line, and I don't know what's coming on. I don't think Peter's on, but I can't wait for Peter to get back.
Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord. He is trampling out the vintage where the grapes of wrath are stored. He has loosed the fateful lightning of his terrible swift sword. His truth is marching on. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. His truth is marching on. I have seen him in the watchfires of a hundred circling camps.
Greetings. The prisoner shout-out line is back on the air in the usual time slot, also at 6:45 a.m. during wake-up call on Thursday morning. If you're not familiar with the shout-out line, this is for families, loved ones, and lovers who care about someone who is behind bars. The shout-out line is a special service brought to you only on WBAI, so please be sure to use it. For those of you familiar with the shout-out line, you'll remember Mac and Terrell. Well, Terrell's halfway done with his term. If Mac is the only one calling, then either we won't have any shout-out line anymore, or we're just going to have to get one of his other sons arrested or something so that Matt can keep calling. He was certainly our most regular caller. So please use the shout-out line, and the messages are coming up right away.
All the prisoners, men, women, and children, especially the children, I wish you Christmas blessings throughout the new year and always. Please know that there are people who keep you in their prayers on a daily basis.
This is Rob for Robert Seth Hayes, incarcerated at the Clinton Correctional Facility in Dattamore, New York. Hope you get more medical treatment and stay strong.
Peace and blessings, Mustafa. It's so great to be able to use the prison shout out line to call you. Hope everything is well with you, and I'll be in touch soon. Peace.
This is for my son, Terrell McDonald, Green Correctional, Caxackie, New York. Terrell, I just want to let you know, man, that we're thinking about you. You stay strong, keep your mind together. You're halfway home. I'm going to come see you in a couple of weeks. Your mother's supposed to come up there this weekend. So I hope she's sticking to her word. And we'll celebrate these so-called holidays when you get home. Because that's when our holidays begin. Take care of yourself.
Hi, my name is Derek. I'm calling from New Jersey. I would like to appreciate your program that you do on political prisoners. I have to tell you that this is going to be a hard struggle for getting those prisoners out, especially on the perception of the media, mainstream media, that does not pay any attention to those political prisoners. Hope you keep up the good work, and I hope to hear from you again on those political prisoners in the United States. Thank you very much.
Hi, this is Judith calling for Mumia Abu-Jamal. We've been having meetings and fighting for you every Wednesday night at the Martin Luther King Center in Local 1199. And we are planning a big event on the 2nd of March, and things are progressing, and I'm sure that you've heard about the wonderful victory we had at WBAI, and justice will prevail. We're going to get you out of there very soon, we hope, and we're praying for you, and everybody loves you, Mumia. You're not alone.
This is Mambo. Giving a shout out to Johnny Perez in Mid Orange. Thank you. Have a nice day.
And this is Tita. You know, we have a lot of people that are disappearing with the use of the new USA Patriot Act. I hear that there are thousands of Arab Americans and racially profiled victims that have been taken into INS detention centers in New Jersey, and their family members and loved ones have no idea where they are. This is the time for you to use the shout-out line. I'm so grateful that we have the shout-out line back. So the number is 212-209-2958. I'll repeat that in a minute. You can also hear the shout-out line Thursday morning on Wake Up Call at 6:45 a.m. Once again, this is T-Dub. The prison shout-out line is 212-209-2958.
You know,
thank you,
no
WBAI, New York.
This is a theme music for Cat Radio Cafe.
Oh, yeah.
An arts magazine.
Uh-huh.
Live on Wednesday nights at 10. I'm Janet Coleman, the host.
And I'm David Dozer,
the displaced playwright. This program used to be called by another name.
Now introducing Cat Radio Cafe.
Cat Radio Cafe. Still featuring great interviews with scintillating authors and provocative artistes.
Or vice versa.
The latest in theater, books, art, and performance. What's new on the Rialto and Ludlow Street? and one or two of the 137 Poison Arts Minutes.
Of plays.
Radio minutes that take up to 12 and a half hours to produce.
A marketing idea still ahead of its time.
Listen to this tune. Oh, I can see you cats now.
Hey.
Stop clawing the furniture.
Sit down.
Head for the radio. Yes?
Cat Radio Cafe.
Cat Radio Cafe, Wednesday nights at 10, here on WBAI.
Hey, do cats drink coffee?
If it's brewed with fish.
You're tuned to WBAI 99.5 FM, listener-sponsored free speech radio. Usually at this time...